Parshas Kedoshim begins by Yidaber Shem Moshe Lemor, Dabera Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, V'yomata Lehem Kedoshim Tehiyu, Ki Kedosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. All the Mepharshim speak of many issues of this pasuk. Why is it Dafke talking about the Lashon of Kol Adas? Also, Kedoshim Tehiyu, what is Kedoshim Tehiyu? That you should be Kedoshim. Rashi says, "Havu perushim in ha'arios, min aveira." Rashi says, "What does it mean, kadoshin? Kadosh means to be separated, to separate yourself from the various gili arayos." Rav Soloveitchik introduces the idea of kadoshim to you, says, on the one hand, Torah is concerned with the trivial, single act. Everything is quantified and exactly determined. On the other hand, the Torah wants not only that each component be in conformity with halakhic rules, but that the whole be perfect. Not only do you look at every single individual mitzvah, how to act, but there needs to be an entire outlook in life. Re'eyo nochi nasem lefnechem hayom bracha uklalo, the Ora Chaim HaKadosh says, Re'eyo nochi, one should see the anochi within the individual. You should see the godliness. You should see the godliness within yourself. You should see the godliness within the others. When a person sees you, he should see this is the entire picture. This is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. That one's lifestyle in total, the overall impression, be faultless. Among the 613 commandments, we find mitzvahs related to singular acts, such as Shabbos, Tzitzis, Kashrus, Tefillin. We also find the precepts that do not tell us what to do, but how to do what we have been commanded to do. For instance, the commandment of you shall be holy, kadoshim to you, does not spell out the new duty. It is concerned only with how to do things, not what to do. The style, the method, the perspective of the subject matter of the precept, kadoshim to you. Be careful and precise to the split second as far as your single acts are concerned, but also act in such a manner that your single actions may be integrated into a meaningful whole. For as the Ramban says in the verse, a human being may be an ugly voluptuous, even if he complies with the law. Person can be a manuvel b'tocha Torah, even though he's shomer Torah or mitzvahs. There's an entire, it's an overlook, there's a perception of a whole of how a person should act. There was a beautiful idea of the Telner Rebbe. What does it mean, da'bero kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta lehem kadoshim to you? First, the Isa b'more na'im understands the pasuk shahatorah mevaseres lanu b'zeh asher kol ish Yisrael osid lehiyos kadosh. Kedoshim to you is a promise. This is what you will be. Kedoshim to you. V'lo me'avet shum nefesh miYisrael chas v'shalom, not one nefesh of Klal Yisrael will be lost. V'hatam ki kadosh ani Hashem lekechem. Hare kol ish Yisrael yesh lo neshama shehi chilek elokai mimal. Everyone has a nishmas elokus. Every being has a piece of God within him. Ultimately, you will become kadosh. From the same idea, the Telner Rebbe says, Asha al kein lo omar kadoshim heyu b'loshin tzivui ela kadoshim tiyu. It's in a future. Lashon Havtacha. Kizuhi be'emes Havtacha shesof kol sof. You call Yisrael Kedoshim. Lo yidach b'men yidach. Because of the very Indian, he explains to tell the Rebbe, Ki emes he should call ish Yisrael b'asher hu sham heine b'chlal ha'kedusha. Every Jew is already has a piece of Kedusha within him and is Kadosh. Even though now you can't see it, even though now he's on such a low level,
Shari Yesh Lo Emuna B'Hashem Yisparach.
just because he has the emunah in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that will lead him to the higher level of kedusha. V'gam mesachedim klalos Yisrael ve'inu porish mehem chalila mikoach ze vada yizkeh shi'oru Hashem Yisparach. He's not saying this, but others will include. That's why he says kol adas Yisrael, by being part of Klal Yisrael, to be surrounded by other individuals. As long as you're with people, as long as you're part of Adas Yisrael, as long as you haven't separated yourself from Adas Yisrael, you can change, you can become greater. You will become on the level Kedoshim to you. V'zehu omer dabrel kol Adas b'nei Yisrael mataliham. B'schus zeh she Yisrael will be able to do this. The Arachayim, because of Gan came by Arucha Levar al Derech HaMusar, also says something very similar. As it says in the Avodas Yisrael, Lahavin Masha Amar Kedoshim Tiyu Beloshin Asad Velo Kedoshim Eyu. In the end, everyone, lachsar el shirosho, afilu osun haneshamosh she'enim karoi, even if they're not roi, achash yishlum lehem gemulim v'yavoa al onsham. In the end, even the olam haba, even after they've gone through all of the punishments, attacking kochet katan kegadol she'avru v'kasev l'shano, asher l'fa'amim yochel hadava laharech av kama meos. In the end, he will become kadosh, and that is what Moshe Rabbeinu misara libos Yisrael v'amal lehem. Lama tasam echemra. Why are you doing this raw? She'etz tarchelus bolus kol hayisurim halalo. Why do you live lives? Why are you acting in such a way that you have to go through such yisurim? And the Yisurim are brought in order to bring you to a higher level of Kedusha. V'zeu she'amah, daber okladas b'nei Yisrael, she'yidaber me'ein zeh el Yisrael, ada she'yasima dvar malibam be'el makshavsim. Tell it to them, speak it to them. Ki kedoshim tehiyu, b'sofel she'dofa be'hechroch tehiyu kedoshim. So the first idea, second idea, explaining after the Rav, is that Kedoshim to you is a Lashon of Havtacha. In the end, you will be Kadosh. Everyone should believe in themselves the possibility and the commitment that wherever you are at this stage in life doesn't mean that that's where you have to be tomorrow. Every day can be changed. Every day can move closer and closer. The Arachayim HaKadosh says, Dabera kol adas b'nei Yisrael. He said, the Rashi says that it was talking in Hakel. Inim bezebe kol ish Yisrael shayich la madrega kedusha. Lezos kibetz as kulam lahoros ki hameis ki hema kulam bechlal kedusha. The Igrut Akala, using this idea of why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu himself gathered everyone. The question which really, the way Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah, He would tell Aaron, then the children of Aaron, then bring the Zakenim, and each captain and cat, he would bring over and over, each one would stay and would hear it over and over. Here, all of them were brought at the same time. Why is that? So the Igrut Akala explains to this, Apima Shashama, Merav HaKodesh Rav Mendel, the Merimenov, Bechen Isa, the Mevasa Tzedek, B'shem HaRav HaKadosh HaRebbe Reb Shmelka. Perish Mitzvahs Kedoshim Tiyu Kedoshim Miloshen Hachana. To prepare. Kemosha Perish Rashi. Isha Kedosha. Hainisha Tiyu Tamin Muchanim Muzumanim. The Kabbal HaShpaz HaKadoshim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to prepare yourself and be ready to accept. Hinei Hazeh Omer Daber Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Leval yichshav adam, a person shouldn't think. Be'atzmo, shem mitzvahs hakedusha miyuchedes rak avor anashim hagdolim. Mikerev Yisrael, don't think this is only for certain people. Avol ish shefo kamo, but me. It's not talking about this. Talking about a tzaddik. A tzaddik can be a kadosh. Ain't a royally is kadosh. But me, it's not speaking to me. Ella yeda ki hikulus beyad kol echad ve'echam Yisrael b'lishum yotzim min haklal. That's why they were all brought in at one time. Each individual to realize I'm speaking to you. I'm not speaking to the tzaddikim of the generation. I'm not speaking to the rebbeim. I'm not speaking to those who are on of a higher level. I'm speaking to every klal, every member of klal Yisrael. Every member has to believe kadoshim to you, that you can be kadosh. Ela madrega kadosh v'liyos kodesh. That's what you have to believe. And each individual has to be taught that on your level, you're able to come closer and closer to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Last week's parsha in Achrei Mos, I don't think it's by accident. Well, definitely it's not by accident, but in certain years we know, especially in this year when you had an Uber year. So the parshias that follow Pesach is Achrei Mos, and then Kedoshim. And these are beautiful ideas of Kedoshim Tihyu, whether it was of the Rav, of an entire picture, like Gestalt of a Jew, whether it's a Havtocha, whether it's the idea of Das, Kol Adas Yisrael, because everyone has to understand you're a member of Klal Yisrael, and every member of Klal Yisrael has the ability to do it. The question is, how do you come onto a Derech? And what is the smichas of the parshiyas? What can we learn from it? Last week we began with the karbonos, with the sacrifices that we bring in Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur we know the highlight of the day with the Seir Lazazel and the Seir Lashem. First, we begin with the goral. Rav Soloveitchik explained this really representative of life. It is a goral. You know, some of us, there are some individuals who are born into the Soloveitchik family, are born into families where Torah is supreme. Torah is just infused in the entire life. I remember many, many years ago when I was in YU, so I was had lunch. I stayed over, slept over at the home of Rabbi Lamb. And for lunch, we happened to have Dr. Soloveitchik. And Rabbi Lamb asked him at one point, "Could you, what is your first memory? What is your first memory as a child?" I'll never forget this. Rabbi Chaim turned to him and he said, "I remember as a child, my sister being called a peasant by my father, because she didn't know Pshat in the Rosh. She was of all 10 years old." It's a different family. I was trying to think what my first memory was. It was not that. It was surely was not that type of a memory. Everyone is brought into a different... We don't all start at the same place, but the question is, where are you going to go with that? Where do you step the next? You could either live a life of the Seir Lashem, or at times you could live a life Seir Lazazel. What is the Seir Lazazel? The Ish Iti took the Seir and walked through the streets into the mountains. And there were 10 booths on the way. And if he was hungry, and he became very tired, he would be allowed to stop. And he would be able to eat. That's what life can be. We go from booth to booth. We go from one adventure to another adventure. Or you can have purpose in life. It is up to us to choose which of these lives we want to live. Are you looking to go from booth to booth? Are you just looking to go from happenstance to happenstance? Do we look at life as that? It's just one little... You know, occurrences, it just so happens that this is what life has brought me. If I go through a Yisurin, I go through Nisayon, there are two ways to look at this Nisayon. It happens. This is what happens in the world. What do you look at life and say, then no, there was a message from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a bas kol. It's a whisper. Tatla, I want to bring you back onto a derech. How do you look at life? A se'ir l'Hashem or a se'ir l'Azazel? We simply are stumbling through life. That is the mention, that is the idea of the Achrimos after Pesach. And I want to bring further a proof or another idea to show is the continuation of the Achrim Shel Pesach. It's a beautiful piece found in the Avodas Avoda. On the reading of the seventh day of Pesach, we've been talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. Amru Chazal, beautiful Medrash Amru, B'shoah she'amdu Yisrael lo hayam, amad ha'tzeten, ha'malach l'chatregosam. The Satan is saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Amlevei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Ad achshav hayu elu ovdim avodah zarah. Who is this Klal Yisrael? They're Ovid avodah zarah, v'ata kareya lahem es hayam. And you want to split the sea for them? L'chari yesh lahavin, lama lo nesara, the Satan l'ton tanazu, ad she'benin she'amdu l'ayam. All of a sudden, lama lo di yasara makas. Everything happened in Mitzrayim. It was also pretty good. It wasn't bad. Dams, Vadeya, Kinem, Magz, Bechoros. Not bad. Halo, Ein, B'sha, She'yotim, Mitzrayim, Hayu, L'katrak, Alehem, Shad, Achshav, Hayu, Ovdim, Avodah Zarah. So one and two, you start up with them. They said, Kadosh Baruch, what are you doing? Halo, Ovdim, Avodah Zarah, V'halo, Avodah Zarah. Why are you exactly going on the side of Klal Yisrael against Mitzrayim? They're also not a good people. So first, the Tasha Rebbe says as follows. After the chait of Adam Harishon, the chait eitz adas, himshech zuhama rabba b'chol toldosav, asher nodu mimenu. There's a certain zuhama, I don't know how to explain zuhama, some tumor, some impurity that resides in every human being afterwards. Because of the Sfarim HaKadoshim, ki letach lezeh, horeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is B'nai Yisrael Mitzrayim. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim explained, and that's why Klal Yisrael had to go down into Mitzrayim, k'dei yishar deizeh, ha'inuyim v'ha'avodah ha'kosha she'yavdu sham, through the unbelievable, terrible, painful slavery, the acts, the avodah, this zuhama, this tumah, would be removed from Klal Yisrael. I want to focus not on the idea, which I cannot explain. I don't understand. I'm not explaining why Dafka has to be this way or to understand exactly what the zuhama, but there is a beautiful idea behind it, which I think is a musa that we could all take with us. And when B'nai Yisrael nistaku v'nisablu shamus v'masgufam, and when Klal Yisrael, when they went through this and they removed the zuhama from them, ayidei havoda hakasha, Rata Kadosh Baruch Hu shalom hem schar gadol, but oros gadolos al hakushim v'anim shavru. Now God wanted to reward them. Geina Kadosh Baruch Hu mekapei eschashim t'beria. V'yal kol tzara v'inui. So all of these things, see what, lochein holichem Kadosh Baruch Hu derech ha-midbar yam suf, k'dei l'kro lehem es hayam. Yidavka wanted to go through this, to go through the yam suf, La'ayra lehem es oros begedolos miskalos olukos, that their reward would be that they would be able to see in Kriyas Yamsuf greatness of this idea of the light of purpose that they will never see again. V'hiskalos olukos ki ikar hanesha Kriyas Yamsuf shebeis bekiyas hayam hachumring. When Yamsuf, when the physical waters were separated, nifku kol ma'ainos ha'chachma, the the spiritual, the intellectual. They were able to understand the purpose of life and the purpose of the Nisayon, purpose of history, of how they got to where they were and why. V'oz, and then be'eis eskalos ha'gadol she'hesigu be'eis kriyas yamsuf. Hodu kulam v'shibchu la'ashem akol hatzoros ve'inuyim she'sovlu b'mitzrayim. At that very moment, when they came to the realization of why they got to where they got, why they had to do this, it was tremendous shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes in life, during the act itself, during the Maisa, during the Nisayon, during the Yisurin, you have no idea why you're going through this. You turn to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you throw your arms up. Why me? Why are you doing this to me? And one day, sometimes if you're fortunate enough, you realize it's the best thing that ever happened to you. Your life became perfect, or became greater, became better, because you went through that tragedy, or that experience, that Yisurin, that Nisayon. And that's when you're able to turn back to the Kadosh Baruch Hu and you say, thank you. Thank you for doing this. Because I never would have gotten here without that. I've seen stories brought down about certain Rebbeim, I forget the name of the Rebbe. He's used to go from town to town, as many would do. You know, in a sense, go through gullahs, just see how people would treat them, and just to have a better understanding when people don't know who you are and they treat you a certain way, so you yourselves will have a better understanding of the ramifications of not being famous. A particular Rebbe was destitute and wanted to go into someone's house at night. It was freezing, and the person wouldn't let him in. In the end, he only allowed him to stay in the barn. So he stayed in the barn. Actually, I think, I'm sorry, the Avodah Zavodah brings it later on, but I'll say it out loud now. Stays in the barn. And then later on, this Rebbe goes back and becomes a great Rebbe. And this individual happens to come see the Rebbe, and he brings him in and he has him sit in front with him. And he said to him, somebody said, who is this person? He tells him the whole story. So why are you making such a big deal about it? So because of him, I became what I am. That one instance. You have to give Hakaras HaTov to that individual. He may not have this in mind, but that's the Hakaras HaTov that you have to have of the life that you received. That was what Kriyas Yamsuf was. At that moment, they were able to see purpose, to imagine, to understand everything that happened to you in your life. To realize, I thought this was the worst thing I could possibly have gone through. And to realize it's the best thing. It's the most important thing. It's what was necessary for you to become who you are. Now we understand. What was the Satan so concerned about at that moment? Yosef and Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ki mizeh shebnei Yisrael yatzu mitzrayim. How did they left Mitzrayim? Why kol kashi yibatikvaso? He was so worried at this moment, I'll never be able to get to them again. Ki avsha achshav yatzu mitachas yam mitzrayim harei heim umdim lavor od harben nisyonos. There's going to be so many more nisyonos. No. All right, they got in Mitzrayim. You know what's going to happen? So many more times I'm able to torture Klal Yisrael, Bahalichus Bamidbar Erez Lazrua. Be'od Yavru Aleim Harbe Gullis Kashos, and it's going to be so many gullis that don't worry, I'm going to get. But here he was so worried. What was he so worried about? Aval Kasheh B'nei Yisrael Hegiul Hayam. Shos Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lekro Hayam B'Shvilam. Livtoach lahem is kol minus hachachma, but legalis lahem is ori yisparech. Oy vavei, he realized at this moment They're going to have such a Peletic understanding of the world. It's going to be in their DNA. They're going to understand the future. They're going to understand the purpose of life. It's going to be able to teach from generation to generation. There is a purpose, there's a reason, there's a rationale. We don't live a life of Seir Lazazel. It's not by happenstance. There's purpose. Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly being mehalech you in a certain derech in order for you to fulfill the promise of Kedoshim to you. That's what the Satan was so afraid of at this moment. That Klal Yisrael will come to the realization and they will teach it from one generation to the next generation. It will be an emunah that's already implanted in every Jew. Kedoshim Tihiyu, there is a future, there is a possibility. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is behind every step of the way. Go through the mitzvahs of Kedoshim Tihiyu over and over, it's saying this. V'yohavta l'reyecha kamocha. Ze klal gadol b'Torah, Rabbi Kiva says that. Why is it such a great klal? Not only because we said Kol Adas Yisrael, together we're able to be Kedoshim to you. But if you truly believe that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is behind everything in the scenes, you were given money and my friend was not giving money, or just the opposite. One is leading a life of Aniyas, one is living a life of Ashiras. Why is that? Because for you, the life of Aniyas is what you need to accomplish of Kedoshim to you. And he has the ability through Ashiras to live that life of Kedoshim to you. That is the Smichas HaParshias, I would like to say. It starts with the end of Pesach to understand of Kriyas Yamsuf, that was a notion when we were taken out of Mitzrayim. For one moment in time, it fell apart. Weeks later, returned, and we still have this tumor within us. But for one moment in time, we lived a life of understanding, purpose, clarity of thought. That's how it is in life. There are times that we live a life of a Seir Lazazel. There are times that's what it is. That's the way who a person is. We don't always live a life of Seir Lashem. We all don't always live a life of Kedoshim to you, as the Rav put it, to have an overall picture. There are times that we fall. There are times that we falter. There are times that we fail. That's how you have to look at life. There were times of failure. But there also was times of Seir Lashem. To also understand that even out of the failure, you'll be able to come closer and closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Learn from the failures. The Seir Lashem, you live the life of happenstance. And then sometimes at one moment it hits you. And you realize it wasn't a life of happenstance. It wasn't a life of just Yisurin Nisyonos that happened to me. It was a message. It was the loving message of the Kadosh Baruch Hu to an individual, to myself, to you, to tell you Kedoshim to you, Lashem. You can still be Kadosh. I sent you this shliach to give you a patch because you needed to wake up. You needed to wake up that you were living a life that wasn't leading you anywhere. And perhaps that is the greatest understanding, the greatest idea, that we leave Mitzrayim, that we leave Pesach, and take with us into the year. To live a life not as a Seir Lazazel, to live a life of a Seir Lashem. To live a life to the promise of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Havtocha, of Kedoshim Tehiyu.